It's no secret that record companies are in trouble. CD sales are down sharply. The industry's main response has been to go after downloaders. Commentator Nick Thompson would like to help. He has some advice for the music industry based on his first-hand experience playing his guitar for money in the New York City subways.
Every few weeks, I pack up my acoustic guitar and head down into the New York City subways to busk away. I make good money, $20 an hour on most days, and maybe twice that if I get a prime spot on a weekend. I have a full-time job, but I've been doing this off and on for 5 years, and have learned a few lessons that could help the struggling record industry. Many people have said them before, but I've been out there playing, and my sales have grown as the industries have dropped. So with the modesty required of a guy who doesn't earn enough on the best night to buy front row Mariah Carey seats, let me tell them how it works. First off, CDs should be cheaper. I've experimented with many different prices, but what works best is when I post a sign saying that people can pay whatever they want for one of my albums. Occasionally someone will just grab a free one, and sometimes a passerby will drop a 20 into my case. But the mean, median, and mode are all $5. My strong sense is that's what people will pay for a CD they like by a musician they've never heard of. I've also learned a bit about marketing that could help the industry. The New York City subway has two good types of places for musicians to perform. The first are the hallways leading between different train lines and the street. Everyone passing by hears you, but they only hear you for a few seconds. That means hallways are only good for instantly familiar music, like Beatles songs, that can jar a pleasant memory in just three notes. The second places to perform are the platforms, where people wait for the trains. Down there, far fewer people hear you, but they hear you for longer. This gives musicians who play unfamiliar music a chance to woo people in the minutes before the train screeches in, and it's where I make my money. Instrumental guitar music doesn't make sense to anyone in three-note snips, and I go penniless in the hallways where I'm just a guy playing something strange. The record industry seems to think that the whole music world functions like hallway musicians, and that deciding whether to buy something should only take 3 seconds of thought. So the industry promotes and packages music in recognizable ways and easy categories. Another 16-year-old girl showing off her navel, another tough-as-nails rapper, another Rolling Stones tour. But the universe of music buyers is incredibly wide, thoughtful, and hard to segment. Usually a person who buys my music is just someone engaged with life in the station, whether they're a maintenance worker, an Ecuadorian immigrant, or a young woman in Birkenstocks. You couldn't find these people in a marketing test, and you're not going to hook them by putting out something that's more familiar than good. And that's why file sharing would be good for the music industry. Kazaa, if used right, creates something like a gigantic subway station, with artists packed into every corner, some playing guitar, some crooning, and some thumping their bucket drums. People can wander by, listen for free, and decide if they want to buy something or see the artist live. Many weekends, I download music from several artists I see listed in the Village Voice. If the songs are easy to get and I like them, I go to the shows. If I can't find anything I like, I watch a movie. Maybe, instead of spending its money tracking down and suing file sharers, the record industry should spend it lobbying other cities to open up their subways and street corners to musicians. In any event, music executives might soon need more places to hold out their hats.
This song by Nick Thompson is called Serenading the L Train. He also writes for the Washington Monthly.